This is episode 37 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from Kathleen Marden's book, Forbidden Knowledge, a personal journey from alien abduction to spiritual transformation. When I have guests on my podcast, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record the extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe. So I'm going to be reading a couple of extracts from chapter 5, which is called Discovery. And this is what Kathleen has written. The following night brought an unsettling experience that left me with evidence that something unexplained had wreaked havoc on my life. I awoke with a start, as if I had been dropped onto my bed, and intrusive thoughts were streaming into my mind. When I attempted to turn over, severe pain restricted my movement. Somehow I had sustained injuries to my head, neck, and lower back. I felt completely wiped out, nauseated, and distressed beyond anything I had experienced in the past. It was like something horrible had happened. I was still in bed when my father arrived for our morning coffee break. It was a daily routine during the winter when he lived across the driveway from our home. He felt fine but described strange multicoloured lights outside his bedroom window in the middle of the night. When I spoke of my injuries and distress, he too suspected that I had been abducted. I wondered if he had been taken, but he insisted that he definitely had not been anywhere except in his bed. I called Denise Stoner, and a few days later she arrived at my home to show me her physical evidence and to hypnotise me. Under hypnosis, I awakened when I landed on what I thought was a table. I opened my eyes and came face to face with a small grey android with big black eyes edged with metallic strips. His head was round like a basketball, and his face was completely flat. His mouth was nothing more than a curved line. I'd never seen anything like him before, not even in illustrations. Two tall entities who were standing by my feet admonished him for dropping me, and he replied telepathically, "Isn't she the troublemaker?" They seemed unhappy with his remark and replied, "That was an accident." These entities seemed concerned over the content of our book, The Alien Abduction Files. In hypnosis, I remembered the contents of the intrusive thoughts that were an incomplete segment of my conscious recall. They were somehow aware of the contents of our book and expressed concern that some of the statements in the book were incorrect and must be altered. Messages from the non-humans streamed into my mind. They said, "There is much misunderstanding regarding our presence and much false information. We mean no harm." The information was coming extraordinarily fast, so my interpretation might have been a bit skewed. Additionally, hypnosis is not a guaranteed pathway to the objective truth. Under hypnosis, I remembered receiving information about their hybridization program, or what, in my opinion, is an attempt to upgrade human genetics. They claim they are altering our DNA to move us ahead on an evolutionary scale for their benefit and ours. Our barbaric behaviour, our penchant for greed, our failure to care for our environment and our fellow humans present a threat to our survival. Our level of spiritual maturity is out of balance with our technological development and could lead us down the path to annihilation. By closely monitoring family lines, they can document positive changes intergenerationally. As usual, I kept this information private until other experiences independently confirmed it through their own testimony in our qualitative studies. This time frame and the enormous effort I exerted brought new experiences that I had not anticipated. People from around the world were contacting me, both highly educated researchers and experiencers of ET contact. One experiencer from Australia, Paul Hamden, informed me that he had the ability to communicate with extraterrestrials and invited me to speak with his alleged contact. I was a little more than sceptical of his claims, but in the interest of objectivity, I made the decision to explore them instead of summarily dismissing him due to bias. The source of Paul's information was supposedly an entity from the Zeta Reticuli star system in the constellation The Net, a binary star system made famous by my aunt Betty Hill, who recalled seeing it on the craft during her abduction in 1961, and Marjorie Fish, a brilliant woman and amateur astronomer from Ohio, who identified the stars on Betty's map. The star system is located a little more than 39 light-years away from the Sun, and both Zeta Reticuli 1 and 2 have characteristics similar to our Sun, only they are a little smaller and less luminous. Given the possible family connection with the Zeta race, I accepted Paul's offer to speak with this being, whom he called Keek. I was skeptical, a little uncomfortable, and more than grateful for the opportunity to enter this unconventional avenue of communication. I scheduled an appointment for a session with the alleged Zeta being, knowing full well that channelers have an inconsistent record at best. Paul made it very clear that he does not channel, he is a medium. So instead of allowing this entity to use his vocal cords, Paul received telepathic communication and merely spoke the words he heard. It took me some time to interpret and analyse Keek's words. He did not communicate like any human that I'd ever spoken with. Additionally, my interest was in determining if Keek was real or a figment of Paul's imagination. But how could I test this? It would be difficult. I decided to request healing for the debilitating condition that had caused me great suffering, because I suspected that Keek's kind were responsible for my condition. Being a sceptical person, I had no expectation that healing would come, but it would confirm whether Paul was on the level or reveal that he was not. 3 nights later, I awoke with excruciating pain and strong electrical tingling throughout my body. I feared that I was in the throes of death, so I nudged my husband and asked him to call an ambulance or transport me to the hospital. He told me to wait a few minutes and, if my pain continued, he would act. I settled in, assessing my symptoms before I made the decision to remain at home or race to the hospital. He told me to wait a few minutes and, if the pain continued, he would act. I settled in, assessing my symptoms before I made the decision to remain at home or race to the hospital. Almost immediately, I discovered that I was no longer in my bedroom, but in an unfamiliar environment, lying on a narrow bed like a gurney. Suddenly, two tall, white glowing entities were visible in my peripheral vision, but I did not have a clear view of their faces. They had smooth features and an absence of hair. I felt confused and did not know what was occurring. They sensed my confusion and a screen, hologram or vision, I'm not certain what it was, appeared to my right side. I saw an outline of my reclining body with what I interpreted as energy moving through the peripheral layers. Certain organs in my torso were coloured mint green and pink. I pleaded for the intolerable pain to cease, so they communicated to me telepathically that the procedure was nearing completion. Time passed, and I emerged from what felt like anaesthesia. I was back in my bed and awake again without an ache or pain in my body. I had a new level of energy that I had not felt in years. Miraculously, or because of advanced ET medical technology, I remained asymptomatic from that miraculous day in 2012 until 2020 after a month-long illness that was later diagnosed as post-COVID syndrome. Previously, I was passionate about my work, but every time I travelled, I was forced to spend days resting. Keek's gift made it possible for me to move ahead by what seemed like eons in the quest for knowledge and understanding. I am grateful to Paul, a kind man from Australia, and Keek, a compassionate traveller from Zeta Reticuli, for their kindness. They transformed my life, and I will forever feel indebted to them. So this week I was reading from Kathleen Marden's book, Forbidden Knowledge, a personal journey from alien abduction to spiritual transformation. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $5 a month, you get an extended episode every week. And for $2 a month, you get an extended episode every month. And if you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/AlienUFO Podcast. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.